Between 2011 and 2016, 362 farm workers died in workplace accidents across the country. And the federal government can't launch an investigation to determine who should be held accountable. Those are the findings of Eli Wolf, a reporter with Fair Warning, a nonprofit investigative news organization.
If you have a farm with 10 or fewer employees, OSHA can not step on your farm. They can't do any kind of check-in, whether it be, you know, responding to a employee complaint or doing a programmed inspection, or even if someone dies on your farm.
OSHA is the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, a federal agency charged with ensuring the safety of American workplaces. And that decades-old rule means that 1.2 million U.S. farm workers fall outside of the agency's protection.
This dates back to the 1970s. A rider was put on OSHA's appropriations bill that stipulated that federal OSHA could not use any funds to investigate farms with 10 or fewer employees. It was essentially designed to protect small family farms from federal overreach.
Now, in your story, you tell of several fatal accidents where farm workers died and OSHA couldn't or wouldn't follow up with an investigation.
Yeah, I mean, the one case that I looked very deeply into involved a man named Jason Kingsley, who died in a silo accident in Pennsylvania. You know, that farm had, I believe it was about 10 employees when OSHA actually counted, because they will come to determine how many employees there are. Once it figured that out, I mean, it couldn't do anything. And, you know, even in their cursory investigation, they found that there had been another death that hadn't been reported on the farm, and they couldn't investigate that either.
Now, in farms where OSHA does have oversight, what does a typical investigation look like?
A typical investigation would be OSHA coming onto the farm. They would interview, you know, a lot of the employees. They would interview the employer. They would spend months of investigative work determining exactly what happened, what factors led to the death, and they would produce a report. And then they would determine whether or not the employee was at fault, and establish initial penalties that they would propose for the employer to pay. They would also mandate corrections that the employer would have to take to make sure that those kinds of accidents wouldn't happen again.
And this is something that has gotten a significant amount of resistance in Washington as far as changing it. What's behind that resistance?
I've heard the exemption referred to as the third rail. It's, you know, politicians understand that in general, you don't want to touch the agricultural industry. And I think the only time that I've actually seen Congress attempt to address this was when Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island tried to introduce an amendment that would have allowed OSHA to do inspections of farm deaths involving minors. None of these would have involved punitive measures during the inspection. It was just so OSHA could determine, you know, what actually happened and then use that information to prevent future deaths. He wound up withdrawing that amendment on the floor, recognizing aloud that it was not going to pass.
What are the farmers concerned about if OSHA oversight would extend to small farms? What is the worry?
I think the worry is that it would destroy them. You know, there's this sort of like the boogeyman is the idea of OSHA coming in and finding some minor infractions and then laying down tens of thousands of dollars worth of penalties that would essentially bankrupt a small farm. The reality is that even when OSHA does come to investigate farms, those penalties are often significantly abated.
Is there any appetite for reform right now at all on Capitol Hill?
Not that I've seen. That incident involving Jack Reed, I mean, that was in 1999. I haven't seen any evidence really that there have been attempts since then. OSHA has, or the Department of Labor rather, has, you know, occasionally tried to broaden its mandate on smaller farms. There was an incident in 2013 where a lot of senators responded quite angrily to an attempt by OSHA to investigate farms that had post-harvest activities involving grain. OSHA essentially saw this as a loophole that would allow it to go onto smaller farms and justify doing that by pointing to a spike in the number of grain bin deaths that were happening, especially in the Midwest. By doing this, it had started to cut down on deaths, but Congress shut it down, saying this was OSHA essentially trying to slip out of the bonds that were imposed by the Appropriations Act rider.
Eli Wolf is a reporter for Fair Warning. Eli, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper. with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.